Welcome. So this is week two of our March meditation series, which is How to Grow. And we started last week just by talking about this idea of growing in general being either an external thing like growing my career or my family or something like that, and an internal growth like evolving as a person or growing as a person. And in either case, whether the goal is an external one or an internal one, we started with stillness. The first step of growth being to get still. And I think I didn't share this quote last week, but I'm going to share it tonight because I did like it so much. And this came from the book I referenced last week, which was The Art of Stillness by Pico Iyer. And he wrote that stillness is not just an indulgence, but a necessity for anyone who wishes to gather less visible resources. Less visible resources. And so I thought that that felt like the essence of why we would practice stillness in an effort to grow. Because on the surface, it seems like, well, if I want to grow, I should be doing. I should be going and moving and progressing. And so to say, no, sit still instead, there has to be a reason for why we would start in stillness. And this idea of gathering the less visible resources, sort of shoring up from the inside out, seems to be the reason we would start there. And then today, what we're going to talk about is savoring. Savoring. And I noticed recently that I've used that word a lot when we get to the part in our meditation when we start thinking about feeling the breath. And often I'll say, savor the breath. And it's because in my own experience, the moment when I finally felt like I wasn't thinking about my breath, but I was actually feeling my breath, it felt so luxurious. To fully feel what an inhale feels like, what an exhale feels like, and to do nothing but just sit inside that breath. It felt luxurious. So I looked it up, and savor, like the first thing it says under the definition is to taste and enjoy completely. To taste and enjoy completely. So interestingly, when you read about the ancient meditation teachers who were enlightened and oh so wise and shared meditation with the rest of the world, they were often called sages, capital S, A-G-E, a sage. And the original use of that word, sage, it was a verb and it meant to taste. So a sage, a wise teacher, was one who had tasted. I've walked this path, I've done this practice, now learn from me. But what happens with that is now you have one who's tasted and a bunch of people who haven't, and they're just hoping to glean the information by listening. And the whole point of the practice is for each of us individually to taste, each of us individually to try it, to experiment and to see how it actually feels. What does it mean if I meditate 10 minutes a day, every day for 30 days? Well, I can tell you what it felt like for me, but I have no idea what you will experience if you were to do that. Okay? So when we start to think about how do we grow, first we get still, and then that idea of tasting, of starting to see for yourself, work for yourself, experiment for yourself is this next step. This is starting to lift us into this new place, to move us further on the path. Because as much as we can learn by reading something or listening to something, lovely, our brain gets fuller and fuller and fuller, but our feet don't actually move on this path of growth, right? We just expand our knowledge. But to embody that knowledge by trying it for yourself and saying, well, that didn't happen for me, or it felt this way for me, that's when we start to actually feel ourselves moving somewhere purposefully, consciously. So as we practice tonight, I invite you to practice savoring. And all that means is this idea of, could I just sit down and enjoy the experience of sitting down? And of course, it's different for everybody, but for me personally, on the type A side of life, I find that, especially when I first started meditating, I would sit down and I would try really hard to to meditate, which didn't do any, like I just got exhausted and was like, wow, I think a lot, right? But I wasn't enjoying it and I wasn't noticing anything or savoring anything. I was just like, am I meditating? Quiet, 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 right? And the whole idea is instead just to sit down. You don't have to stay quiet. All the thoughts are happening. But we're sitting down and inside that tornado of thoughts is a breath. And if we can taste that breath, savor that breath, that's the experience. To be able to say, here I am. Here is all of this at the same time. And it's all part of the moment. None of it has to change. None of it has to be pushed out or judged as wrong, none of it. It's just part of what we're learning about this moment, what we're savoring in this moment. So we'll try together tonight. Take a moment to find a seat. And if you've already been seated with crossed legs, let's uncross and cross the other way. Let your hands rest down onto your lap. And as we get started, please take a minute to remember that nothing about sitting in meditation demands us to be in pain. So we don't need to sit here with our knee aching or our low back screaming at us or our foot asleep. If that happens, we just quietly address it. You can extend a leg, you can lean back against the wall. If you're listening at home, you can be seated in a chair or the couch. So we want to be still, meaning not fidgeting, but we don't need to be in pain, okay? So hold that in mind as we practice tonight. Hands rest onto the lap, palms down, and you have a choice here of closing your eyes if that feels comfortable. You're also welcome to just stare softly at the ground if that feels a little safer for you. And we'll start together here just by finding a breath. So take a nice deep inhale in and release a sigh. And do that again, inhaling to gather up your Monday, exhale, letting it all go. And allowing your breath just to flow just as it wants to now. Easy inhales and exhales as you start your practice. And you might start just by silently saying to yourself, now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate. And as you acknowledge that that's what's happening in this moment, you can let go of any need to do any need to try and perhaps instead you can invite yourself just to sit here with ease maybe feeling a little bit of length here in your spine. So the crown of the head is reaching up to help you feel tall. Shoulders press back and down to help relax any tension there. And as breath moves in and out, you might feel the muscles through the face just soften. The skin across your brow smooths. Your eyes settle a little deeper in their sockets. The jaw relaxes a bit. The lips, the tongue. If it's possible for you this evening, you might invite in just the subtlest hint of a smile. It doesn't even have to show on the outside, but the inside feeling is this moment is welcome. Whatever shows up right now is welcome to be here. With the breath, the muscles around the heart soften more and more. And as best you can do, you let the muscles in your belly soften so that you're not engaged, you're not protecting yourself. As you feel the body balanced somewhere between relaxed and awake, and you hear all the sounds that rise and fall, and all the thoughts that jump around. Somewhere amidst all that is the breath. When you breathe, where do you feel it? Maybe you feel it just inside the nose or the throat. Wherever you most feel the breath, you're going to feel your attention settle right there. Noticing how it feels to breathe in. How it feels to breathe out. As we settle into a period of silence here, you'll just do your gentle best to stay with the breath. Savoring inhales and exhales. And let whatever else is happening in the background continue. Thoughts, sounds, daydreams. Tasting and enjoying completely. Taking a moment here just to deepen that breath a bit. Once again, feeling the fullness of the inhale and the exhale, having that moment to experience that breath. And with a sense of softening from the inside out, you might wiggle fingers and toes. You might bring back that hint of smile if you lost it. As you feel ready, you'll draw your palms together in front of your heart like a prayer. Bow your chin down. Taking a moment just to honor yourself for carving out time to sit in stillness, to savor the breath, and to move yourself forward on your path. Thank you guys so much for joining me today. Let's take one last breath. Deep inhale in, exhale, let it go. Namaste. Thank you guys. Take all the time you need to move, to stretch, come back. Just a reminder, 2 weeks from now, it's Sunday the 24th. It'll be just after it officially becomes spring. I'm hosting a half-day meditation retreat here at the studio from 8 to 12:30. And it'll just be a deeper experience. So essentially what we do is alternate seated meditation with walking meditation, and we do rounds, repeating over and over each round, taking you deeper and deeper. So if it's something you'd like to explore in your personal meditation practice, I hope you'll join me on the 24th. Thanks.